Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 15.
Our drive from Thessaloniki to the area of ancient Berea occurred on an overcast Sunday morning. The terrain reminded me of driving north through Indiana to Indianapolis. I was surprised by that. We arrived in what is present-day Berea that morning. Berea stands in the place where Berea was. Berea has a population of approximately 60,000 people currently. On that Sunday morning, the town was quiet. We spent time at a plaza that honors Paul. We listened to a devotional led by Pastor Teresa Atkins McClure, and we sang 10,000 Reasons together. There are so many moments on the Greece pilgrimage that stand out to me. Standing there in present-day Berea is one of them. I found myself wondering if Paul had any idea that in 2024, a group of 38 persons from the Holston and North Alabama conferences would worship on a Sunday morning in this place, following in his footsteps. I doubt he did. I pondered, what is the significance of our own actions beyond this current generation as we seek to share Christ, serve others, and grow in faith? Acts 17, verses 10 through 15, describe Paul's time in Berea, having left Thessaloniki just as we did. The text describes the Berean Jews as receiving Paul's message with great eagerness and examining the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. What about you and me? Do we receive Paul's message with eagerness and do we examine the scriptures? The writer of Acts says that because of these two actions, examining and receiving, many of them believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. Because of our receiving and examining, do we believe and do others around us believe also? Another question to consider is, how do we do this together as a community of faith and within our groups? Take a moment to prayerfully consider the words describing the folks at Berea and our own experiences. We continue our travels of following in the footsteps of Paul. We travel next to Athens in our devotional tomorrow. Let us pray. O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer, we give thanks for your word that speaks across generations. Thanks for the example, Paul's relentless proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. May we seek to receive and examine your word in such a way that it transforms our lives and others. May we be found faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.